We are here with Wesley's emerging player Joshua Da Silva, looking at Zone B action in Colonial Medical Insurance Super 50. Joshua, you celebrated your first List A century last evening, and also in the first game against the USA, you got a Man of the Match award. How have you been enjoying your tournament so far?
It's definitely been an honor to be selected for the Immersion team. It's a great opportunity, and it's just been basically the highlight of my cricket career so far. It's definitely been the best moments, and yeah, just been thoroughly enjoying every minute of it.
How to you has batting on the Brian Lara wicket been compared to the fact that everyone knows you are a Queen's Park club player and you are accustomed to playing on the Queen's Park wicket most of the time?
It's not much different. I've played quite a bit of cricket on the Brian Lara wicket. It's a bit slower this time around. The pitch, I guess, and with all the rain we've had in Trinidad, there hasn't been enough time to get the wicket as good as the groundsman would have liked. So it's a lot slower, in fact, and it's just about adjusting and building an innings on it.
Talk to me about your 100 last evening. Obviously, compared to the first game, you came in at 25 for 4, but this time you got opportunity to bat at number 3. What did Coach Reefer tell you when he asked you to bat at number 3? What was the focus like?
He was just telling me, like, if we lose an early wicket, just build and try and build as many partnerships as possible. Once we have as many partnerships between each of us, we'll get a score upwards of 250, 260 as we did. And that's a very good score on that Brian Lara wicket. So it's just basically about going out, putting away the bad balls and capitalizing on rotating the strike whenever you can. And as least the dot balls as possible is the best thing to do.
Right. And of course, in partnership with Justin Greaves, when did you guys feel that you pretty much had the windward bowlers under pressure?
They couldn't really tie us down. We were rotating the strike very well. We were getting singles almost every single delivery. Only, I would say, two overs from Shillingford where we probably got one or two runs off the over, but he was bowling really well. So it was just about not taking too much risk at that time. We were trying to bat as deep as both of us possibly can and keep wickets in hand for the last 10 so we can fire from there and get a big total.
Were you guys kind of surprised of how, I don't want to say easily, but how effectively you were able to bowl out the windwards?
It was always the plan to get to the new ball. It doesn't always work out, but thankfully yesterday Harding and Sinclair started off beautifully for us. That's just how cricket goes. You bowl in the right areas, you get wickets. Sometimes you bowl in the right areas, you don't get the wicket. So it's just about doing the right things consistently, and we did that very well last night.
And lastly, on a personal and team level, big game tomorrow against Trinidad and Tobago Red Force. What is your personal ambition for that game, and what would you say is the team plan without giving away too much looking ahead to that game?
Definitely, as a team, we're looking to go out there and replicate what we did yesterday against Windward Islands. It's just about playing good cricket and doing the right things consistently, and it'll obviously be an amazing thing to beat Trinidad, especially in Trinidad. And for me, I just want to go out there and perform for my team and do the best I can for my team. I'd love to replicate what I did yesterday, but all in all, we want to do what's best for the team, so whatever the team requires me to do, I'm going to go out there and do it.